Okay.
Okay, good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton, present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item for this morning, and it's fiscal year 2026 compensation proposal follow-up meeting. So with that, I think Marty has some updated documents that we'd like to go over first on the record, and then we will go from there.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Just a follow-up from our meeting, I believe it was a couple weeks ago now, 7 days or so. I had placed some options in front of you of what it would look like to do a 1% COLA along with the Sheriff's Office scheduled compensation increases. And also a 2% COLA. Then we talked about maybe a possible $2,000 one-time payment to all employees, including Sheriff's Office employees, which was ruled out in that our initial meeting. But then we talked about a $2,000 one-time employment to all employees outside of the commission staff who are on that scheduled increase. And that is on the first page of the document in front of you. As requested by the board, the second page also shows if we did a $1,500 one-time payment, a $1,600 one-time payment, and an $1,800 one-time payment to the staff, non-commissioned staff in the county. The numbers highlighted in yellow is the cost to the county of a one-time cost that would not continue on fiscal year after fiscal year. The total amount is the total. As a reminder, the $680,000 is already in the Sheriff's Office budget. I just wanted to put it in there so you would see the numbers in total.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to say that back. So we could subtract that from the total number there because it's already accounted for in the budget presentation.
It is.
Yeah,
so the
thank
numbers
you.
Highlighted in yellow would be the
I see.
Cost movement.
Thank you. Chairman?
Yes.
We had a meeting with the HR director earlier to talk about the medical plan and where that's headed. And it looks to me like that's going to be about a $2,000 impact.
Commissioner Van Beek, it would depend on your coverage tier.
Right.
But if you are a county employee covering a family, it could raise your premiums approximately $2,000 for a year.
Okay. Director Danner, you've been really instrumental in helping look at all of the offices and departments, some of those that have not been looked at for several years that were unable to retain employees, and market adjustments to ensure that we recruit qualified candidates and then retain those candidates. That's been done. And
well, I would say that we are working baby steps to make everything is to correct everything and to make sure everyone is seen and valued as an employee at the county. The market adjustments that were requested for fiscal year 26, it stands apart from this.
Mm-hmm.
That is a separate bucket. That's not included in here. That's a separate bucket for the board to review and approve or come back with different thoughts. This is just the total compensation as we move forward like last year, we did a certain COLA percentage that everyone received. This would be outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the clarification. And I think that's a good distinction to make, that there's a couple of things that we're talking about in considering wages for that. So I believe that over the past several years, the board, or particularly with this board, with the chief operating officer and a qualified HR director, has been making steps to ensure those two processes, that there's a recognition that there's a cost of living and there's going to be some increases because there was an area which is the health insurance It's my understanding that the employee contribution costs for health insurance have not gone up in 10 years or.
I think it's eight.
Eight.
I think it was 2017.
Okay, thank you for that. But also that we are establishing a rubric and moving toward with Dayforce, you'll be implementing a merit-based program to help highlight the performance motivated employees in the county.
Yes, we would hope to move to that in for fiscal year 27.
Yeah.
I mean, the restraints with performance review are really based on budgetary restraints. The implementation of the new system is just secondary to the budgetary constraints. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, just to clarify, the options I'm seeing, Director Danner, is like as one example, the $2,000 one-time payment, you grossed up to $2,300, so the take-home is roughly $2,000.
Yes.
So these one-time has been adjusted, so the actual take-home is the amount being presented.
Yes.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
My proposal would be that we maybe touch on, Director Danner's already talked about one of these options that we eliminated, but similar to our land use decision-making process, we could discuss the merits of the land on that. That's just my suggestion.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Sure.
Is an employee that receives one of these market adjustments eligible for the following if we come up with a COLA or the one-time payment, are they eligible for both?
Yes. When I configured everything, I pulled all employees. So they have, yes. And the reasoning behind that, Commissioner Brooks, is because the market adjustments have been requested from, I know the ones that I've requested or helped other directors request. It's actually to level set their department and get those people to where they should have been or where they need to be. So adding an additional one-time payment would, it's just on top of that level set, it's where they should have been anyway, so it shouldn't fall, it shouldn't be reduced by that $2,000 or whatever one-time payment is decided from this board.
Mr. Chair, that was my impression as well. That's this level set, and then the compensation is a different discussion.
I think that the value that we've attempted to do on the market adjustments up to this point is in the neighborhood of $1.3 million. And I was definitely not warmed up to the idea of a COLA, knowing that we had significant flaws within the structure of our system, seemingly inequitable pay. So I think this is value better spent to get our people up to where they are. Puts the county in a better position, say that employee has been moved up to what is he's worth or she's worth in the market. If they happen to have some reason that they have to go, it's so much easier for the county to hire on a new replacement rather than having a devalued position and trying to go to market to fill that position.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And through the budget workshops, all the elected officials, all the department heads have had the opportunity to work with HR to call out some of those inequities as far as a fair market adjustment. And we've had five offices and nine departments put in market adjustments working through HR. So all the workshops have been fair going through. So that $1.317 million really has been spread throughout the county through the workshop process. It's been very transparent.
Agreed.
I think this was brought up the other day, but it needs to be said again. And I can understand and appreciate the employee that sits out there and is hopeful and sitting on the edge of their seat for a COLA, for a cost of living increase. But sitting in this position, you see it from multiple different facets, and it's unfortunately not that simple. So I think that, this board has attempted to make things on a much level, more level playing field. I think that to negate what we did in February with the infusion of $3 million into the health plan would be unfair and remiss. That health plan hasn't increased their contribution since 2017, and that will finally start getting fixed. It's we have been living in a position that's not reality. Something that I've not been in authority to do or change or anything, but since 2015 to this date, 2025, there's been a 71% a budget increase in salaries. That is huge. And so we've gone from 725 to 833 on the employee count. And yes, there's been growth in the county to substantiate that rationale and that need. But that's a pretty significant employee budget increase. And then the other thing that I walked into being elected, same as Commissioner Brooks, is that there was a plan to get the sheriff's personnel back on track, and the bleeding and the cost that we were doing employee after employee of retrain, recertify, and then do the revolving door thing literally has been closed off and stopped. And guess what? So have the lawsuits. That's a significant, very difficult number for this board to deal with on the lawsuits. And so I think it's a good move, and I think there's going to be people out there that are going to be frustrated at me, but I'm going to say I'm going to stay with that plan. It has a few more years to go to the original plan to the end of that, and so I'm good. But that leaves the question, what do we do for all of our other employees? And to try to make things equal or whole as best as we can, I am in favor of doing a one-time cash. And the reason is our income is fairly well flat and known, knock on wood, if there isn't any some kind of economic upturn or downturn. And we just don't have we would be unwise, in my opinion, if we add on to next year's base cost. And so the one time is a way that we don't add on to next year's base cost, yet it attempts to help all of the employees not go backwards, but to at least stay even with the rising health care costs.
Chairman?
Yes.
And thank you for pulling in as many things as you did on that, because it's a spider's web of how we get to what we're talking about today. So I'm in concurrence that the county cannot afford a COLA. Your numbers that have been presented as a 71% increase, that's 108 new employees. There's that. And then we should not put that number out there. It's hard to hear. But the retention rate, and I think it was Chief Hart that provided that information, some of that was at 50%. Yeah, and so I would like Director Danner, I guess, to maybe in the HR world, a 30,000-foot quick view of what that's like to try and retrain people in that kind of a culture and environment. It's different today than when I was commissioner-elect in 2018, and I think it's different because we're moving toward a rubric that you can point to and say, this is how we're figuring this. That's what was presented with the sheriff's office budget and that analysis that we continue to refer back to. So people can look at that and say, we're not the highest, we're not the lowest, we're at a level that we can recruit and retain. So I'm in favor of keeping that schedule in place. I think that the feedback from the sheriff's office on the quality of candidates, and I think it's a 97%, help me if I didn't get that right, 97%, so going from 50% to 97%, that what has been consistent is support for law enforcement, and they do a job that I can't do. So there's that. But the retention and the turnover and the quality of people that we can recruit today to make Canyon County one of the leaders in the state of Idaho is important to me. I've lived on both sides. And so I don't know if you want to add to that, Marty.
Well, turnover is any organization's biggest expense in any, whether public or private. So everything that we can do to reduce turnover should be appreciated by and should be a big focus on what we try. We need to reduce turnover and keep our really good employees. I'm sure the chief can speak more to the cost. The cost of a turnover in a law enforcement agency is more than the cost of a turnover in a basic department in any county. So the work that was done to make sure that stopped was important. That was before me, but it was important, and I do think valued and should be kept in place. The reduction in turnover has been nothing short of miraculous, in my opinion, from moving from that much to about 3% right now. And those 3%, really, it's retirement leaving the sheriff's office. It's very few leave the sheriff's office and if they're moving on to a different law enforcement agency, most of the time what we're seeing in HR, they're moving. They're leaving Idaho, they're moving. So they're going to a different law enforcement agency for that reason. I think that as we move forward, we take that value for our employees, and we have to move that down to other departments and recognize the value of those. I'm not saying one department is more important than the other one. I think that this, your unpopular decision, if I'm just being honest, I think that you're going to have employees that feel that way. So our communication out to the county employees and from this board, we do value every employee, and we're working every possible way to show them that we do value them, and we recognize that the cost of living in 2025 is a lot, and we're taking all possible steps given our budgetary constraints to make sure that they can do it and remain working for the county.
Yeah, Chairman, follow up.
Yes.
I'm going to restate what you've already put on the record, that the market adjustments of $1.3 million were spread between the assessor, the clerk, commissioners, constituent services, facilities, weed and pest, fleet, human resources, information technology, juvenile probation, misdemeanor probation, the prosecuting attorney's office, the sheriff, and the TCA district court. And so it has been a comprehensive look at all of those. And I hear what you're saying. It would be difficult to, play into feeling sorry for, given the numbers that we're putting on the record, of feeling the county has done a good job of trying to reward and look at performance, all of those things. I have the last employee performance review was, those documents are sitting on my shelf. They're from 2018. They really did not go anywhere. But what we want to do, what we hope to do, that I think, I don't want to speak for you, is to, on that bell curve, if you're looking at where you're going to pull employees, we want to reward people that are high performers and pull people in that direction. We do have people, and they're in this room, that have worked a couple of different jobs, full-time jobs. There are people in the county who are receiving specialty pay for significant positions that represents a cost savings. So I believe that we have very good employees, and I believe that they give a lot to Canyon County to make it excellence in service and embrace what it is that the board's identified as their motto of trust for the public. So there's been a lot, if we look at the history and the time that I've been here, to try and rectify, and this is really under your leadership as HR director and with this current board and the help of Chief Rass, Sauter's office, all that. I hope that that's not the posture of most people. I hope that they're really thankful for what Canyon County provides in the way of, now we can say proudly, the culture, the climate, the environment. if we look at the numbers of 50% turnover rate, the sheriff's office has, what, almost 400 employees?
About 300, yes.
Oh, okay. So if you rip half of those out at the cost of training, what we looked at in that, and this is not new information, but it was a $3 million cost that we were undergoing. And if you look at the ongoing pay schedule, by comparison, it is much more cost effective to stay on that schedule. And then if you look even across the county, if we take the sheriff's office out, the retention rate is still high. And I believe that people in this economic climate want security and they want good culture. And I did look at what are the top five reasons people stay. Pay sometimes doesn't fall in that. They want to feel like there's a place to go, that they're recognized for their efforts, that they can move upward, all of those things. Pay is one of the factors, but in some instances, it's not the number one factor.
I agree.
It's frustrating to be at this position because several years back, the county chose to take a $14 million reduction on taxes. They chose not to file on the foregone. They chose not to claim new construction. During that time, we went from 96,000 parcels to 108,000 parcels. That is living in a false reality, and this board absolutely has been handed a bucket of you-know-what. And so I'm frustrated as heck because of the choices that were made that, in my personal opinion, is really poor management. And it leaves me at a deficit that has to have painful cuts because I just don't have the cash flow to handle what needs to be done. And so that ends up affecting the A budget. So I'm frustrated.
Chairman, I'm
really frustrated.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments and I understand your frustration. I say it ad nauseum. I did not vote for that. I won't put my name on that.
But that leaves us where we're at with way more requests than what we have available to deal with. So Commissioner Brooks, are you at a point where you want to do any suggestions or debates, or what would you like to do?
I'm fine to do whatever, Mr. Chairman. I'm just trying to see in combination with the direction that we gave with the health care, what it's going to cost, and it's try and not make it to where people go backwards, but some people, depending on what their choices are, I guess, if I were to choose what I was doing today, next year, I would a little bit, but if I made different selections, I would not. And then there are others that, and I think the largest group, you know, depending on which number we pick here, they're going to come out ahead. So it's the quintessential job of not making everyone happy. So.
Okay. So we have, we have seven summations of potential options. I'm looking on the page that has the four listed on it. I would be in favor of discussion or considering the fourth one at the bottom, which is the 2001 time payment, and that the sheriff office schedule increase is included in that. So it would be for a gross amount of $2,300 per employee with a take home of the extra $2,000 as a one time. I would also say with the nuance that check would be not cut until the first full payroll in February.
Chairman, Chairman, I can support that. I agree.
Why do you say in February?
Because we will receive our tax income during the end of December. We'll know where we're at, and it will be able to, for the clerk's office, to easier cash flow that than to do it January 1. I'd rather that it not be pulled down as out of savings, that it would just be cash flowed. But that's my offer. That's my suggestion. We can discuss it or modify it.
Chairman?
Yes.
And looking at these other ones, which just for discussion to rule those out, Commissioner Brooks ponied up with the same conversation I was wanting to bring in earlier, that there's going to be, there is a one-time payment, but there is an increase in the employee contribution to the cost. So to try and equalize that and just keep it steady, hopefully most people in evaluating the options, I think it's right to encourage people, if they don't understand what to elect in this next year, to, you know, I have an accountant, I have resources that we can go to for HR to get additional information. I've called Marty already, had her help me walk through some of that. So people should take advantage of that so that their eyes are wide open, understanding that in the year that you referenced where we chopped $14 million in increased salaries, there was a $25 million deficit, and with rare exceptions, maybe reclassifications where they were in the wrong classification, people stayed whole through COVID, they stayed whole through the process. And so I think a well-rounded 360-degree view of what's transpired is the right posture, because electeds are not exempt from this.
Mr. Chair, to your comment about wait until February, that's the same thing we did in the current fiscal year, the 13 and a half positions, to get that cash flow. And we asked the department heads and the EOs to hold until February, until the clerk's financial report came out. So it does stay consistent with that.
Yes.
Mr. Chenders, one more item I'd like to bring up.
Yes.
Just for your consideration, since we're talking about the whole compensation package, is, you know, the county has the privilege of having a lot of holiday paid dates. There's a lot of holidays that we get off and employees enjoy. Every year we consider appreciation days. Typically it's around 2 days, around Christmas, around Thanksgiving. It's never guaranteed, but it's always talked about every year. It's got to be approved by the board. And these are pretty much days off with pay around holidays. So this year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's is all land on a Thursday. So would the board consider giving one more appreciation day off, which is the Friday after New Year's? So instead of the two, consider maybe three for the three holidays. I'm just throwing that out there as consideration, because appreciation time off does need to come up in conversation.
I very much would like to consider that.
I think it's a good plan.
What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yeah, they're all Fridays, Mr. Chairman. It makes sense.
Okay. All right. So let's consider that as part of this discussion that we would approve.
And then, Chairman, can I follow that up with the HR director? There are some offices that don't, that they can't take that much time off of their law enforcement, so they just get an extra floating day. Is that how that works? Or
yes, that's correct. It just banks in their appreciation time off bank, and they can use it. They request it, and they can use it.
Okay.
Through their department head or their elected.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All
You want to state why you picked 2,000?
That's all up for discussion. The 2,000 take home is beyond what the clerk's office had been using as a placeholder. So it is above that dollar amount. When we start going below 2,000, we start encumbering a more measurable number of employees that won't balance out, that they'll end up upside down.
Chairman, can I make a comment on that as well?
Yeah.
Right now, people are used to the plan that we have, which is a PPO plan and preferred provider option. If they continue with that preferred provider, the difference in a monthly premium increase is $103. 103 times 12 is 2,036. So if people are comfortable and want to stay with that, which is fine, there's going to now be a choice. It will cover the cost of the increase. If they go to a different plan, which is an HSA that's proposed, they could potentially offset the increased out-of-pocket deductible by that amount and basically self-fund. That's the way I looked at it. So either way, it's a way to help offset the increase in cost.
Agree. Yes.
Okay. And that's why I chose the 2,000. But if it feels like a bridge too far, we can discuss so.
Chairman, I think it's the right amount. I think that.
If I can, please, Commissioner Van Beek, just a correction. You said 2,036. 103 times 12 is 1,236. That additional up to the 2,000 will help cover for the dental premium that we are going to have to add for calendar year 26, the vision premium. So that's why we chose $2,000. If you are covering a family, it will get you very close to what your premium increase would be.
Yep. Thank you, Marty. I appreciate the clarification. I have that on here. I don't know how I came out with the $2,000 number, but it is because if we continue that discussion, we're breaking out the VSP from the medical. There's going to be a cost if you want vision. There's going to be an increased cost for dental. So we took that into consideration. Yeah. Chairman, and I think it's safe to say, too, that with the health trust in the position that it is, so we had a $3 million infusion in February, and I do want to highlight the work that you've done with Lieutenant Flores. It's hard for me to believe that he stepped in with zero knowledge of insurance. He's really done an amazing job digging in and figuring out what this is all about, so thank you for that. Seem to have lost my train of thought, but just to highlight the work that's been done, that's what I was going to say. It is going to be an ongoing look for the next couple of years at what we do, given that there were no increases since 2017. It's been to the benefit of employees, but it has come at several level. That's been funded by property tax.
So additionally, I think that if you are covering a family and yes, your premium is raising $103, it's important to recognize that the county's contribution is raising by $400 per employee per month.
Mm-hmm. And that the deductible is going down.
Yes.
So if you look at the plan holistically, and there's a lot of moving parts and pieces, I really feel like that you and Lieutenant Flores did a great job trying to help offset and mitigate the steps that needed to be taken to keep that account solvent.
Mr. Chair, to that point, I've looked at the numbers as well that Lieutenant Flores and Marty and the Health Trust Board have put together. Even though the contribution of the employer is going up from 970 to 1225, which is that difference, then whatever the employee side is, we're still a 1.3 negative potential burn on the Health Trust. So this contribution increase really does not make the Health Trust solvent. It closes the gap. So we're going to have to look at this every year instead of every 8 years to make sure this is ongoing increased, because the claim rates are definitely exponentially going up. The revenues are known and flat through contributions. So it is, it's an annual review. But I just didn't want to get the impression that this contribution makes us solvent. It just gets us closer.
Thank you for that. And that's what I was trying to get to, is that it's a workout. It's a workout on the decisions that were made not to take new construction, not to take the 3%. I don't understand that, but those were the decisions that were made. And so we're working with an income shortfall from those decisions, which I did not support either.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Marty, if you had to make a swag on what people are going to choose, how many people you think are going to choose the HSA option versus the PPO?
I would say probably between 20 and 30% will choose the HSA, the high deductible health plan.
It's a quantum shift in thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be.
It will take time to get people to understand the benefits of a high deductible health plan. I think this year you're going to have about 20% of the people that really want to dig in, see the advantage, see the cost, and they will make the leap. But then I think as subsequent years come, if this plan remains in effect, then people will talk about the benefits, talk about how it helped them, and so I see it growing in the next couple of years, but for calendar year 26, I would venture to say about 20%.
I would encourage people to go back. There was a lot that was talked about in that meeting, everything from preventative health care to all of that. It was a lot of good information that Director Danner gave us on that. So,
well, to just assure people, there'll be multiple enrollment meetings, lots of information coming out. Everything will, once we have the resolution approved and signed, then we will move at 100 miles an hour to make sure that everybody is fully educated before it comes time for them to make a selection.
So it is a needed shift. It's a have to shift on the health insurance packages, and my first real time job was this. So at 66 was the first time I worked for some entity longer than 6 months in my whole life. So I've lived a whole life of having to acquire my own health insurance. So having experienced that for 66 years and having a family, I can assure you that your health package is fantastic. If you don't believe that it isn't fantastic, roller skate down to HR and do the theoretical. If I was to walk away from the county today and I had to do the interim on COBRA and find out what that number on COBRA would mean to you personally, that you have to pick up 100% of that cost, will be eye-watering to you what that monthly cost equivalent is. So I'm thankful that we have such a good health care plan for the county employees. I think it's a jewel, and I think that we are going to do what we can to keep as much as we can for what we're having to contribute. And so I think Chief Rast is correct that this is an interim step this year, but it was an eight-year needed step. And so for 8 years, we've not been living reality. And to be truthful, to some extent, was a perfect storm. We had more than the normal claims, and they were big claims. And so it drained the balance way faster than what would have been planned on, so. Wanted to make that point clear. Commissioner Brooks?
When you go into the sign-up period, is it your position to kind of make recommendations to people which plan they should pick going forward, or is that totally?
We would never make a recommendation. Okay. We would just encourage people to help. We would help them be educated, to get more, to be super involved in their health care so they could recognize what they think they would need for their family. We would never make a recommendation.
Okay. I'm just looking, Mr. Chairman, at the number of people that are signed up on certain plans, the enrollment numbers and whatnot.
Okay.
And I think when it's all said and done, the majority are going to come out greatly ahead with the 2,000.
Okay.
That's my hunch, and I'm just trying to rectify that with also all of the market adjustments that we've. I think this is the first time I've seen the cumulative total for all of the market adjustments, and then those folks are also eligible for whatever we decide here for compensation on top of the $400 the county is now going to increase.
Correct.
It's not exactly 400, it's less than that.
Sure.
But it is more than what we're asking the employee to contribute.
Chairman?
Yes.
I like to put accurate information, so it's just dawned on me where I came up with the 2036. If you stay with the PPO, that is 1236, but there's also going to be the HRA funding, $800, that's 2036. So that gets you right at, that's in looking at everything, why I think the 2000 is.
But the PPO, but the HRA will not exist anymore.
Correct. So we're removing that increase plus a removal equals 2036. So maybe with that, Chairman, I was providing more support why I did not choose a lower cash amount in that option. We're trying to make as many people whole through that process as possible so that they don't go backwards.
I appreciate why Commissioner Brooks is wrestling with this is because we cannot predict with any certainty. We've always had one plan. Now we're going to two plans. Neither of the two options are exactly like the original plan. Mm-hmm. And then we're pulling out the vision separate and the dental. They'll still have to choose between whatever that makes for them. So, and then you have an employee, or you have an employee with one child, or you have an employee with two children, or you have a family, or you have only a employee and spouse. So there's a lot of options that we're looking at, and it's difficult to predict from year to year what they're going to choose, and especially this year if we're going to go to the two options that the health board has recommended.
Right. And also there will be no subsidized, so an employee only will not be a zero cost because it costs something for coverage.
Yep.
They will if they choose the HSA.
Well, that's true too, but they'll also have a high deductible. So
they also won't be getting any money to their HRA, right? In the current plan today, if you are an employee, you pay $0. We also give you money towards your HRA today. In calendar year 25. Mm-hmm. So that it will remain $0 for an employee, but they're not gonna get that county subsidized HRA amount. And they will have a health savings account with a county map, but they have to contribute for the county to match. So it does, there is differences there.
Again, these options were made up by the health board and Gallagher as a consultant to help figure this all out. So this isn't just coming from the HR director.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I can go with it for now. I've created enough awkward silence. It doesn't bother me, but I'm sure it bothers others, and I would like to not prolong that. So so we have some uniformity, and I can move forward with it for now, and whatever numbers I need to crunch. I don't have more than what my gut is telling me, and I'm not going to try and make an argument based on my gut.
Okay.
So.
All right. Then what we have, three things. So we're agreeing upon the three extra days.
One extra day. Well, three total.
Three total. We're agreeing on the first full pay cycle in February. And then we're agreeing upon the 2,000 one-time payment and the sheriff's office schedule increase for fiscal 2026, which would be grossed up to $2,300. So they basically received the $2,000 after deductions.
And I just want to make it very clear that the sheriff's office pay schedule does not get the one time. So make sure that's clear.
Thank you. That
just get the pay schedule.
Yeah, they just get the pay schedule, not the one time. That's for the commissioned officers. All right. So I would make that as a motion, so the clerk now can take the numbers and work with them.
I'll second.
All right. Motion's made and seconded for this decision to put forward into the budget and go forward with that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right, unanimously. Is there anything else for this topic?
I don't have anything.
Yeah. So on the Employee Appreciation Days, we'll do a resolution like we normally do in September. When Legal's aware of that, we'll get that drafted up.
Perfect. Sounds very good. All right. If there's nothing else, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.